Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I really, I'm not sad I missed the GNR tour. Doesn't sound that good.
Yeah. You sound troubled. And Wayne?
This is live at Arrowhead last summer. Night Broom.
They Bloom.
Yeah. It's written Bloom.
Bloom. Yeah. But pronounced Broom.
Right. They couldn't even find a guy to play the riff.
Well, you do. If you watch the video, it's obviously somebody taping on their phone probably, but it's an auditorium. The riff, the beginning of the song, you hear the guy trying to do the riff, but it's also a guy in his bedroom going, wait, oh, wait, oh, wait, oh, wait.
Yeah.
So you
hold
hear
up,
it.
Start over, start
and then when the bass kicks in, you don't hear the lead guitar hardly at all, so it's a bad audio. And then the guy singing lead starts singing, playing some rhythm there. And then he just then he stops playing that all together and grabs the mic, and you hear that.
Yeah, the sound guy is just as good as the singer.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, the mix is not good.
Yeah.
Did they do Mr. Brownstone, too? I'd like to hear that.
Mr. Brownstone?
Mr. Brownstone. Paradise City.
I don't know. It's so brutal. I just saw it on Facebook and shared it yesterday. You can see it right now on our Facebook page. Apparently, it's got like 8 million views or something like that. It is the best. But it got rid of Tom T. Hall.
Which is sad.
It is sad, actually. I'd rather hear Tom T. Hall.
Oh, he'll be back.
Yeah, good. He will.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Because I love him, too. Yeah.
I love Asian GNR, but I love
It's kind of sad that the biggest news in sports out of the weekend is probably that the Yankees retired Derek Jeter's number.
Which
doesn't happen a lot, the Yankees retiring numbers.
Actually, it does.
You're right. Yeah, it actually does.
It does. Granted, I know they got a great history, so Yankee fans relax. I get it. But
do they have more numbers retired than any other Major League Baseball team?
I have a
God,
post
you would think.
Here.
Yeah, because at some point you have to stop. You can't retire every number.
You're going to run out of numbers.
You're going to run out of numbers.
Yeah.
Out of single digits, I think.
Yeah, they're out. That's what I saw. I was just reading it 2 seconds ago. They're out of single digits now.
You better be pretty special. Man, Jeter was.
Yeah, the franchise all-time leader hits stolen bases in games played. I mean,
yeah.
All-time leader.
Billy
for
Martin
the Yankees.
1, Jeter 2, Babe Ruth 3, Lou Gehrig 4, Joe DiMaggio was 5, Joe Torre 6, Mickey Mantle 7, 2 8s. Yogi and Bill Dickey both had
in
8.
In the morning.
And Roger Maris was 9.
Yeah, 22 total.
The Yankees
for
had.
The Yankees.
Now, it used to be a spring training thing where you'd see these high numbers, and you still do. But the fact is, you can use 1 through 99.
Yeah.
And there's a guy for the Pirates now that he's on the regular roster, and his number's 61. He plays second base, his utility fielder. He just
second baseman.
Yeah. He just
61.
Kept it. He kept that right. 61 number. So.
You see pitchers with high numbers these days.
Yeah.
You see 98s out there from
time
to time.
Well, you really can't. Yeah, 22 Yankees are retired.
That's a lot.
According to this, the counting Paul Pierce, whose number will be retired
Celtics
next year, the Celtics will have 22 as well.
Yeah. And you can still do, but you can also do 0-0 through 99 in basketball, too. So
it's pretty impressive. The Celtics, you know, have 12 guys on a roster.
Yeah.
Those years, you know, a lot of them were the same.
Right. But they've been around for a while.
Yeah.
50,
as have the Yankees.
15 by the Montreal Canadiens and 14 by the Bears. They get it broken down by sport.
Right. Been a long time for the Bears.
Yeah. Got to think Urlacher, maybe.
Were they all from the 85 team?
Probably.
Well, and Gale Sayers and Dick Butkus.
And Butkus, right.
Yes, yeah. In the morning.
Yeah. And maybe Piccolo.
It might be Piccolo.
Yeah, Brian Piccolo probably is retired. Yeah. Also exciting sports news this week to watch. The Triple Crown watch is Preakness week at Pimlico. Who won the first race? He might win the second race.
Some dreaming horse, right? I know that's just a pretty common name.
Sometimes your dreams are stupid.
That would be a great horse name.
That would be a great horse. I like this horse. This would be Craig Collin's name on the outside.
You stupid son of a bitch!
That'd be a great name for a horse, you stupid son of a bitch.
Around the stretch they come.
Yeah. Coming down the home stretch, it's...
You stupid son of a bitch!
Even Craig smiled at that. He doesn't smile at that clip much.
So apparently the last number the Bears retired was Ditka.
Yeah.
And when they did Ditka, they said, this is it. We ain't retiring anymore because we're running out.
Yeah, they do that. I've also heard teams, they'll retire jerseys but not numbers. Like the guy, Ditka's number. Of course, nobody's named Ditka. And I'm just saying, they'll do that because they don't want to run out of numbers.
Yeah, that was in 2013 when they retired his number. And he said, we got to stop now because we're running out.
Yeah, well, they're not going to retire Cutler anytime soon, so they got they got numbers.
Man, I still think they should have kept a hold of him and given him another 3 to 7 years.
Yeah.
I think Craig has to yell, you stupid son of a bitch, if that horse comes in like third because he bet him to win.
Oh, that's right.
So let's say down the stretch they come. Here's Looking at Lee, closely followed by Always Dreaming. It's Always Dreaming. It's Looking at Lee. It's Always.
You stupid son of a bitch!
And then he wraps it up.
Up for a game of what year?
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right, good.
This is catching on.
This is NFL stuff here. Big Parcells, or Big Tuna, Bill Parcells, I guess that'd be a better way to say it, was the head coach of the Giants at this time. And on this day in a certain year, he resigned, citing heart problems. Of course, later on, he coached the Patriots, the Jets, and the Cowboys. But what year did Bill Parcells hang it up from the New York Giants?
91.
93.
Bam, nailed on 91.
Yeah, man, that's pure luck. I knew he coached the 90 Giants, so I just guessed 91. Yeah. Right.
His career started at Hastings. Hastings, Nebraska, and he also coached at Wichita State.
I didn't know.
Those were his first two jobs.
When Wichita State had a football program, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Where's he from originally, though? He's not from the Midwest, is he? Maybe he was.
I don't think so. I thought he was like a Jersey guy.
I thought he was, too.
Like
I thought he was, too.
Check the blog.
If only there was a way to look such things up.
Nah, don't worry about it. It's not that interesting anyway.
I was already typing. Come on.
No, I'm talking about Petey. He's got his phone out there.
Englewood, New Jersey. You're right.
Okay.
And this is exciting for all of us, except for Patriot fans.
Yes, it is exciting. I'm happy for this.
Tom Brady announced as the Madden cover boy today.
Please.
Yeah.
The curse, please, pick up or continue or whatever. Gronk was last year, so that did hurt.
And I'm going to run through some of the other curses. But Tom Brady is mocking the curse, of course, because he put a video out where he broke a mirror, he walked under a ladder.
Oh, he's not funny. Just don't be funny.
No, he's funny, man.
Don't be funny.
He's funny. I just wanted to remind myself of the Madden curse and why it had become a thing. And a lot of it is because people are nerds and they're just looking for something,
why did that happen to Garrison Hurst?
But at the very least, this is at the very least, this thing has kind of been a career ender. If you're on the cover of Madden, your career really tapers off afterwards. But Garrison Hurst was the first one. He was the first player to be on a cover of Madden. Because before that, it had just been John Madden.
That's good trivia there.
So it was back in 99. He broke his ankle almost immediately. Barry Sanders retired.
Right.
Dante Culpepper, a back injury.
Right.
Marshall Faulk.
Culpepper, was that famous at that time?
Yeah.
I forgot how good.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a good
quarterback. Amazing.
I get it.
Thanks to Randy Moss,
talked to him once,
Well, then they went to the championship game.
I understand that, but I didn't know he was on Madden.
Yeah.
And he
got their ass kicked by the Giants in the NFC championship game. But
he went nowhere after that.
Marshall Faulk had an ankle injury, never ran for 1,000 yards again. Michael Vick, of course, broke his leg in preseason
and
football.
And then killed dogs.
Donovan McNabb missed time with sports hernia. Sean Alexander, who had one of the greatest seasons in NFL history, fractured his foot.
Right.
Vince Young, I mean, say no more. I mean, just Vince Young.
Right.
Troy Polamalu was on the cover, had an MCL injury that
year,
screwed
right?
the season.
Yep.
Drew Brees was on the cover. They lost to the Seahawks as a one seed, and then their team got the Bounty Gate thing where they mm-hmm. lost their coach. Adrian Peterson had the little child abuse thing, has not been the same since 2014 when he was on the cover,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah.
And then Gronk last
that little
year.
Child
with
man, that's a lot.
That is. That
a
is
a lot.
I mean, that's 99, 2000, 2002, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 10, 11, 14, and 17.
Oh, so you didn't list them all.
Still, no, there's something to be said for it, Dad. That's a lot.
That's the majority.
But that's a pretty good percentage.
Yeah. So, come on, Madden curse.
Yep.
Right. Bad things happening.
Nothing bad, just we can't. I would like him just to suck.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Yeah, or break a knee. I guess that'd be worse.
That would suck for him.
Well, okay. Going to Leavenworth for dog fighting, that's no good.
Well, if Brady would do that, it'd be cool, though. Well, somebody found that Brady had dogs killed or something.
See, I think I'd actually be rooting for him to suck more than get injured.
Right.
Because I'd like to see him.
I'd like to see him just career just say he's just got too old.
Yeah,
I get too old.
Just play 16 games nobody, and just suck.
Nobody beats father time.
Tom
Brady will.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they're never going to pull him.
Yeah. Oh, no.
He'd never get benched.
No.
So that means they would just go through an awful season.
Yeah. That might take an injury, though. You know.
Now that Belichick, hey, he'd make it happen, eh?
Yeah.
Might be an RG4 in our future. He's already got one kid, Bob Griffin. Mm-hmm. Already got one kid from his previous marriage. Mm-hmm. His daughter, though. And now his got engaged to his new gal.
Right.
And they also announced that she's pregnant. She was like a track star or something like that. So if it's
gonna
a boy,
going to be an athlete.
Could
sure,
be
man.
RG4.
He's not in the roster, is he? Anyway.
No, he is still looking for work, I believe. Which is kind of surprising.
It is.
Yeah. A cautionary tale.
Because he stood up to the national anthem, so.
Yeah, right.
Obviously, Kaepernick's getting blackballed for sure.
Nobody's saying that Bob Griffin's getting blackballed.
No,
they're
no.
just saying, yeah,
he's not that good.
We don't want you. Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? Nobody's touching Kaepernick.
He's getting blackballed. That's for sure.
Yeah, I'm surprised nobody's just giving him a look. I mean, I heard his agent the other day come on air just because they're like, look, we're tired of hearing this stuff. Like, we don't want $10 million a year, and he doesn't need to be a starter. He just wants somebody to give him a chance to play in a
right.
spot.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
He'd been better off if he'd beat somebody up.
Yes.
Beat
or
up
drugs.
A woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't want any black guys being defiant.
Yeah.
Not at all, Todd.
We don't want any black guys making statements.
That's exactly what that is.
That's a good point.
That's what it's all about.
Of course it is.
Now, if you really think about it, okay, so I know that the position of quarterback in the National Football League is the one everyone covets. It's the one you got to have to win a Super Bowl, supposedly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But there's probably, maybe 15 teams in the league of the 32 that feel like they have a guy.
Right.
Right? They don't need a guy. So then there's maybe 6 or 7 more that feel like they just paid for a guy, or they just drafted a guy, or they think they got the guy that'll work.
The guy was in the Super Bowl 2-3 years ago. He's
sure.
a great athlete, man.
But so maybe there's 6 or 7 teams that even it would even make sense for him to go to. I guess
right.
I'm just trying to explain why this guy has not gotten a look at all. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, it doesn't, but we know why.
We know why.
There's the reason.
A little defiant.
Cautionary tale, if you're in Chicago driving a Maserati or something else famous
or
fancy.
Your face is a Maserati.
Bears receiver Kevin White, his girlfriend was driving around his Maserati in Chicago. This is around 6:30 p.m., so the sun's still out.
Mm-hmm.
The car was bumped by another vehicle, and so they get out to exchange insurance information or whatnot, and somebody else runs into her car and takes off.
Oh.
So
police are calling this a bump and run. They said there's been 6 of these in the last week.
She's okay, though?
She's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, she's fine. And, in fact, the damage to the vehicle wasn't even that great. It was just one of those things. There was a,
They do it on purpose?
Fender bender. Yeah, that's what the police are surmising now. That
guy just bumps people and takes off.
It's kind of a setup thing, like they bump someone, then, you get out, like, okay, you got your information, the door's open, get in, somebody else gets in, and they be gone.
Oh, okay, got it. All right.
So if you're driving your Maserati in Chicago, pay attention.
Take the keys.
I won't.
This guy was not a famous NFL player, but he is a guy who Chris Berman helped probably brand the name of, former NFL wide receiver Michael Jackson. Hee-hee.
Yep, Michael Jackson.
Chris Berman would always pull that.
Mm-hmm.
He actually died in a motorcycle accident, 48 years old.
I remember that
Brown.
Name, Michael Jackson, yeah.
Yep, former Brown and Raven, 48. Then some birthdays today, a game of Who's Older, 2 games of Who's Older, actually. In the NFL, Emmitt Smith or Desmond Howard?
Emmett's older.
Emmett. Yeah, Emmett.
Emmett is 48 today. Desmond Howard, 47.
Oh, yeah.
Desmond Howard, 47 years old.
I didn't think he was that old.
Yeah, me neither.
We nailed that one.
And then also celebrating birthdays today, Ryan Leaf and Ray Lewis. Who's older?
Well, Ryan came out the same time Manning did, and I don't think Ray was in the league yet, was he? Yeah. So I would say Ryan Leaf's older.
I'd say Ray Lewis.
Ryan Leaf, 41 today. Ray, 42.
42?
Still a murderer.
42? Yeah, yeah, he murdered some. How many people did Ray murder there, Ray?
11.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Appreciate that. I thought it was only two, but he must have got away with nine. Well, he got away with 11, actually. Yeah.
That's great. Also, it's George Brett's birthday today. He's 64 years old and
he was a dick
probably
to you once,
still
right?
a dick to people in person. Yeah. From the Not a Business file, Jim Delaney, he's the Big Ten commissioner.
Yep.
Earned a $20 million bonus in 2016, according to USA Today.
A bonus.
$20 million bonus. Now, the
in addition to what I assume is a pretty fat salary.
A pretty fair, probably a seven-figure salary to be the commissioner of the Big Ten, but a $20 million bonus last year. And the chairman of the Big Ten Council of Presidents and Chancellors says that this is market competitive. It's based on independent third-party analysis. Well,
that's probably true, but the fact is that the whole thing's a business.
Right.
Of course he's getting paid that way because other guys are getting paid that way, but the whole thing is off kilter. Yeah. You know?
$20 million. And, somebody's going to scream today about this is what, he's getting rich off of these kids and, all that stuff. No, he's just getting rich off schools. He's just a businessman who's getting rich off of the people that are doing the work, just like other businessmen.
Huge schools, paying huge money.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just taking what he's given. Celtics.
Working for a living.
Game seven tonight.
3.1.
Sorry, you said it, man.
That's his yearly.
When you quote Huey Lewis, I got to keep going, man.
Yeah. Well, the piece I'm looking at is the skyrocketing salaries of commissioners of the Power Five conferences.
Does it have all of them? I'm curious if he's the most.
For example, back in 2004, the Pac-12 commissioner made $530,000. Now he makes $3.4
million. That's TV money.
Jesus.
That's TV money.
The lowest paid Big Five is the ACC. He went from $570,000 to $2
million. Wow. Yeah. Yearly.
Good
compensation.
Gig if you can get it.
What's the dude in the SEC get? What's his name? Slive or something like that?
2.1.
2.1. So is Delaney the highest paid?
Big Ten's got cash.
Well, according to this, and I don't know when this came in, the commissioner of the Pac-12, whoever he made.
Jesus, move on.
Wow.
3.4.
That's just, those are huge numbers. It so is. You know
I'm
what I mean?
I'm with you.
You get a game seven tonight, Celtics Wizards in Boston.
Good. Yeah.
Celtics,
they're not done yet.
5-point favorite tonight.
No. Wall hit one at the end.
Right.
Time to go
Cleveland's down. Just resting.
Just waiting and waiting. Yeah.
Ready to kick their ass.
And it shows you how much I paid attention to the weekend of NBA. I wrote here, Spurs-Warriors series starts tonight.
Starts
tomorrow at Golden State.
Started yesterday.
Yeah, it started last night.
Yeah.
Golden State won.
Yeah, because what's-his-face got hurt, and they were up by 20 points.
Yeah, Kawhi Leonard
Spurs
got hurt.
Were up by 20 points.
Yeah.
And the best player gets hurt, and that happens in the NBA, then you lose.
2-point game, wasn't it?
Yeah,
113, 111, something like that. Yeah, I'm sure it was off in a 2-point game.
Back and forth.
Yeah. And that Anaheim-Nashville rivalry we've been watching in the NHL.
The Ducks and Predators get on the ice. You throw away the record books.
Yeah, it was a 5-3 win. Nashville Blue leads of 2-0 and 3-2. Series now 1-1. The other series 1-0. Did you watch any of the golf this weekend?
No, because there was no big names at the top.
They fell off the leaderboard. The players had to just be looking at it like, we got this world-class field. And it's our fifth major, and then we've got S.W. Kim and J.B. Holmes.
I turned on a little bit yesterday. I was busy, but I thought, I don't care about these dudes, so I ain't watching it.
Yeah, I kind of felt the same way,
and
unfortunately.
People, that doesn't help them at all.
I watched a lot of people just dunk it on number 17.
There you go.
I was going to go with that.
Yeah, there were odds going into the weekend. You can bet on that because that's one of those talked about things.
So, the Island Green we're talking about.
Yeah, it's a famous one, probably one of the more famous holes in golf. And with the wind and whatnot, especially Thursday and Friday, there were more balls dunked in the water than typically would see.
That's how we spend our Sundays anyway, just dunking balls.
Now, there were odds. you could bet on how the over under on.
Todd can actually dunk his balls. You got to check him out. They're really long.
From a ladder.
Yeah.
Right into a cup of water.
The over under on how many tee shots will be in the water on the 17th hole was 38 and a half.
In the whole, all four rounds.
All four rounds.
Okay.
Right. And then
you could bet an over under and balls in the water.
Yes,
sure.
You could. And you could also bet categories 25 or fewer, 26 to 30, on up to 61 or more.
What were there? How many?
61 or more was plus 2,500. So if you bet $100 on plus 2,500, do that math, that's $250,000,
yes.
Right? So 61 or more, if you laid a $100 bet, you would be cashing $250,000.
Somebody did.
Because 69 golf balls went in the
Somebody
water
did.
Off the tee shots.
Going to be windy. I'm going to count balls all weekend.
Again, yeah. And the over-under again was 38 and a half. There's 69 of them in the water.
Man,
so somebody cashed
that's
that.
Cool, yeah.
Also, somebody took a 9. The over-under for highest score on 17 was 7.
Take the snowman and leave. Nobody takes a 9.
He had no choice.
Pick it up.
He was hitting 7 from the tee.
Pick it up. Give me an 8.
Just put an X down.
Give me an 8.
Yeah, man. I'm out.
You can't do that at a PGA the tour. Sanctioned tournament.
Give me an 8. I'm out of here. I counted. No, you didn't. It's an 8.
Sunday scores looked a lot like, you know, just buddies out golfing, some bunch of 80s and 82s and 4s. And
not the people I golf with.
9 holes, maybe.
9 holes, maybe.
Yeah.
80. Shoot.
Let's quit. We're only at 12. I know. We're out of here. Pick it up. I hit 80. Let's go.
Wouldn't that be great?
That was our rule.
I mean, it's 17. Somebody could just be like, you know what? Screw it, man. Like, I don't even need this finish. No. I don't want the money. I'm out of here, man. I think the winner got like $1.8 million. So next big event will be the U.S. Open in golf.
Can a golfer bet $100 on that 25 and then realize and then get to 17 and just keep dunking just so he wins his own money?
I mean, they are individual contractors. Okay, so,
I ain't going to the. I'm not going to the drop zone.
Right.
Even the drop zone has to get over the water a little bit. So drop zone into the water.
That may be a violation.
Yeah. To win your own money.
They may frown.
Yeah. To win $2,500.
Right. I don't think you can bet on golf.
While you're golfing,
that would be like influencing the outcome of the death pool.
I got a buddy.
I have to have a similar.
I got a buddy of mine and put $100. What do you need? I'll put 3 in the dunk right now. You can wrap up that $2,500. You can help me out, man. All right. Good to know. Coming up, we didn't talk any wrestling news, but the best high school wrestling movie ever.
Yeah,
Vision
about,
Quest.
Real wrestling.
Ooh. Vision Quest is the best high school movie wrestling ever.
Wrestling, not wrestling.
No, real wrestling.
I'm hard to press to come up with
that. That's how I'm going to introduce it.
Yeah, what the second best movie would be.
Matthew Modine, the Blu-ray of Vision Quest.
It's the Greg Warren story. It's the second best high school wrestling movie.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.